Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
Carly's fascinating facts, even more fascinating than Dane's facts. Love that opener.
It's great, isn't it?
Today's facts have a theme, Dane.
Yep.
I'm very passionate about this theme.
Okay, what is it?
It is the Spice Girls.
Okay, stop singing.
Okay, sorry.
Let's get to the
facts. Almost impossible to not sing along to that song.
I think everyone in their cars just then probably sung along. Let's be honest. At home, getting ready. Just imagine someone just sitting in their robe, just like buttering toast. I'll tell you what I really, really want.
Hang on. Like to think it was like a Riverina group sing-along
for a second.
Now, it's 18 years since Wannabe has been released. That's why I've chosen this theme today.
Okay.
That makes me feel super old, by the way.
Okay.
But here are some Spice Girls facts that you might not have known about. Apparently, Dave,
yep.
There was another Spice Girl. I didn't know this myself.
A sixth Spice Girl?
Well, no, there was the fifth one, but she got replaced. Her name was Michelle Stevenson.
How many Spice Girls are there? Four.
Five. Whoa! Pump the brakes, Dane.
Baby Spice, Scary Spice,
Posh Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice, Sporty Spice Girl. Sorry, my bad.
You up with the real world? What's going on?
No,
2014?
I'm back.
You're here?
We are talking about 1998.
but anyway, she was replaced by Emma Bunton, aka Baby Spice, after the other girls thought, just not the right fit for the group. She has been interviewed since then and said, I feel like I made the right decision. I feel like she's overcompensating.
All right. Yeah.
She didn't really, let's be honest.
Cool.
Now, the Spice Girls, as they're known to us, got their nickname by Top of the Pops magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, when they were profiling them, they just used it to kind of see what personalities they had.
Yep.
And it kind of stuck. They stuck with it.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is my favourite Spice Girl fact. I didn't know about this one either. You know the famous Union Jack dress that Jerry wore?
Yes.
I replicated it for a Year 6 Spice Girls party.
You sort of look like Ginger Spice a little bit.
I was always Ginger.
Yeah.
Well, I have red hair.
You do have red hair.
Naturally. You always went with your hair colour with Spice Girls.
Yep.
Now,
that's why I was Baby Spice.
You look like Old Spice at the moment.
Aww.
To be honest, bit of grey in there. But anyway, Jerry.
I'd be Salt and Pepper Spice.
Technically, is Salt and Pepper Spice? Let's not split hairs. Anyway, this is my favourite Spice Girls fact. I had no idea about this one. Jerry's famous Union Jack dress was originally a Gucci black mini dress. She went on stage to perform, but a couple of days before she was set to perform, she thought, that dress is just not up to standard. It doesn't stand out enough. So she got a sister to sew a Union Jack tea towel to the front.
Wow, there you go.
So that's just a tea towel.
Wow.
All that time.
That's fascinating
stuff. I did not know that. And it actually went on to be sold at Christie's and it raised £41,000 for a children's cancer charity. So it was a happy ending for all.
Carly and Dane.
I'm an adventurous person. I love adventures. Have you been skydiving?
No.
I've been skydiving. Have you been bungee jumping?
Mm-mm.
I haven't been bungee jumping, but that's something I want to do. And I love exploring and travelling. And something I've always wanted to do is running with the bulls in Pamplona. It's on at the moment. And there's always injuries and all that type of thing. And since records are being kept in 1924, 15 people have died doing the running of the bulls.
AKA a collective gathering of village idiots.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
But
this is not my idea.
But don't you think it'd be an amazing experience?
No.
Not at all?
No. I like to lash out and read an adventure novel when I want an adventure.
Fair enough.
Choose your own adventure ending. That's me, adventure.
Right.
That's me, adventure. That's my side of adventure.
So at the third running of the bulls, which is a televised one over in Pamplona, now it's an 850-metre long course from a holding pen to Pamplona's bull ring, and there's 6 fighting bulls and a steer sort of along the way. Now, they say normally when they're all together, it's not a big issue. It's when one gets separated that really, and during that run, about 100 metres from the end, one of the bulls got separated and started just charging left, right and centre. But get this. This is the funny part. An American was gored through the right thigh. That's not funny. But the funny part is he actually wrote a book called How to Survive the Running of the Bulls.
I think it's one of those cases, do as I say, not as I do. Carly and
Bane. Two of Britney Spears' backup dancers from her Vegas show, Piece of Me, were in the Riverina to do some dance workshops, Carly. Willie Gomez and Zach Brazenas.
And I asked them what Britney's really like to work with.
She's very, very sweet. A lot of people, when you hear about Britney Spears, you think a lot of things. But she's actually a pretty normal girl, you know. She's a very sweet person. We love working with her.
She's probably the most normal celebrity I've actually worked with. And I've worked with a bunch. But she's actually, what people don't realize is she's pretty shy.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, but she's like, she gets shy. She doesn't like a lot of attention.
Zach, what's normal for a celebrity, though?
Well, most celebrities just have like a lot of glam squad, and you know, like their day to day is really quite celebrity driven. But when you see Britney day to day, she's just a bit more normal. She doesn't get glammed up all the time. She's got a kid. She's a mum. She sees herself as a mum. You know, she's just very sweet.
You mentioned that she's the most normal compared to others. Now, you've worked with some huge names, J-Lo, Katy Perry, Celine Dion, our very own Kylie Minogue. Who has been the biggest diva?
Oh.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Odd question.
We promise we won't tell.
Okay. They're all really beautiful, sweet people.
Yeah, that's the right answer. What's the juicy one? Give us the juice, boys.
We have to just speak right. But yeah, it's been a great journey with every single one of them, that's for sure.
Now, what's it like? You guys are currently doing Piece of Me with her in Vegas at the moment. What's it like living in Vegas, working on, well, the biggest show in Vegas at the moment?
Pretty cool. You know, it's very interesting because when you think of Vegas, you think of like long nights, partying and all of that stuff. But we really just were there. We do a show. We perform about 3-4 times a week. We go home, we sleep, we wake up the next day, we train at the gym, we meet friends, we study at home sometimes, but we stay pretty chill there while there's a lot of crazy things happening in Vegas, you know, but it's awesome. The show's getting a great response, the show's selling out, people are loving it, so.
Now, how do you get from being a dancer, you know, in your local dance studio to dancing on a world stage with international pop stars?
For me, it was just a matter of taking the very next step each time and taking baby steps, you know. I had a dream, and my dream was to do tours and to move to the States. And I just did what I saw was the next step to getting there. So I worked hard in Australia. I got a scholarship to go study over there. I went and studied in the States. I got to know a lot of choreographers. You know, it's just being smart and having a plan and having a dream. Carly and
Bane. Last week, I went back to Port Macquarie to visit Mum. And while I was there, she got a tablet. And I set up Facebook for her.
Right.
I gave her a brief, and I mean brief rundown. And I thought she's never going to use that. But maybe occasionally I might be able to send her a message or a photo or something.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, come home the next night, she's on Facebook chat, which I did not teach her how to use, by the way. What are you doing?
She messaged you.
Messaged me.
Right.
I almost fell off my chair. I was like, not much about to go out because we were about to go out to tea.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, who's going? And you can imagine so forth and so on. Right. I spent most of dinner on my phone.
You did, quite rudely, actually.
Well, but the thing is, it's your mum. You can't cut your mum off. She go for your life.
No.
Your mum doesn't pull that guilt trip on you?
God, no. My mum can barely send a text message, let alone use Facebook.
Do not create the monster. But the thing is, this has had serious repercussions for my brother, who has just gone to uni. He's just moved into a new dorm with people. So you can imagine, he's trying to establish friends. First thing you do is you add people on Facebook. Mum is all over his Facebook page, blowing it up, going, why won't you talk to your mother? I miss you.
Oh, no.
Have you done your laundry yet? Like, on his actual page. And my brother inboxed me and he's like, what did you do? So anyway, he's gone so far as to create a fake Facebook account and added Mum and deleted him off his real one.
Wow, that's clever.
Pretty clever, hey.
Yeah,
I think
good.
I've come too far with Mum. I don't put anything too about on my Facebook page that she can't see, but it's like, I don't know if she's just gone all out and she's going to exhaust herself and get over it, but like as we speak, she's just come online. I'm about to get a message any minute now.
On 13, 12, 16, Shannon, are you friends with your parents on Facebook?
No. I don't need to add my parents because my mother actually accesses my Facebook account and uses my page.
What?
That's surely a breach of privacy.
Yeah, look, I've changed passwords and she'll actually ring me up and say, oh, I tried to get onto your Facebook account, like you've changed your number or you've changed your password. So then I have to give her the new password because she guilts me into it.
Oh,
your mum must have some good guilt tricks up her sleeve to be able to get that info out of you.
Oh, big time. And she goes in, she adds all the Rellos and she, you know, she chats with the Rellos and then she pays some, you know, friend pages as me, and I'm sitting there going, I don't remember doing that post. Oh, that's right, I didn't. My mother did.
Now, Shannon, how old are you?
Oh, God, don't even go there. Nearly 40.
Shannon, is there anything on that Facebook page your mum probably shouldn't see?
Private messages, yeah. I've had to tell my friends to stop PMing certain messages and stuff. Yes, I have.
No more pictures for you, Shannon.
No more. No, done, dusted.
Look, I hate to play devil's advocate here, but I'm going to say maybe not cut your friends off, maybe cut your mum off.
Look, I couldn't do that. Can't, you don't understand. That devil's advocate, I would create the devil.
Hey, thanks for your call, Shannon.
No worries.